Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Janet Christie's our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust member, the author of at least two books. She is especially capitalizing on being woman-owned, and she's a great resource for small businesses, especially in the South Carolina area, but she'll help you wherever you are if you'll contact her at leverageanddevelopment.com. Janet, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about your top 10 resolutions for the new year for small business owners. One of your new ones is called learn a language, a new language. I've learned a new language. I'm learning a new language, Janet.
But what are you learning?
I'm learning to speak millennial. I'm learning to speak Gen Y. And you know what? They're not happy about it. They're thinking they're going to have to create a new language now that I'm onto them.
It's like when one of my friend's fathers taught me and my friend to speak pig Latin.
Pig Latin, of course. So learn a new language. I think you're exactly right. What do you recommend, Spanish?
No, actually, it depends on who your customers are, because I think you should learn their language.
Right.
Learn the language of your customers or clients, because you need to speak in their language or they will never even understand, maybe not even hear your marketing message if you're not speaking in their language.
Well, of course, in America, that's large. The predominant language for that is Spanish. Are you literally talking about a new language? Yes, you are, aren't you?
No, not necessarily. Well, it could be, and that's
right.
Actually what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. Whatever the language of your customer is, if it is Spanish, then you need to learn that.
Right.
In the case here, we have, in South Carolina, we have Michelin and BMW, so maybe it would be French or German.
That is true. But here's the thing, folks. You can still do your business in English, but if you have people who speak other languages, then you'd be amazed how much mileage you will get with them, how much love and affection they will give you with their business if you'll just speak some of their language, if you'll greet them in their language, if you'll say a few words in their language, if you'll act like you care about their language and their culture, they'll come back every time, won't they?
They will. And the same applies if you are selling to a particular industry. When I was selling emergency service, telecommunications to emergency service providers, I learned to speak police and fire.
Yeah.
Because they have their own language.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Telecommunications has its own language.
So you're saying your English-speaking customers, especially the business customers, have their jargon, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
So if you're doing B2B, you need to learn the jargon of your business customers, don't you?
Yes. And if you're selling, I mentioned dress shop before, then you need to learn the fashion language. So
That's the reason I didn't go into the dress business.
I'm sure that was the main reason.
That's the one reason, yeah. anything like that, learn the language of the industry. Especially if you're in business to business, learn the language of the industry of the customers that you work with, so you can understand when they talk to you about the things that are on their mind, so you can be savvy about that. So just realize, folks, that your little world has to expand to encompass the world of your customers. All right, talk to us about your niche resolution, Janet.
Small businesses try to sell to too many different types of people. You and I have talked about this many times. Like, just you can't sell, if you do dog walking, anybody that owns a dog is not necessarily your customer.
Right.
It's going to be the ones who want the service and are willing to pay for it. So
very busy people who own dogs.
Right. So busy people that don't have a teenager that are willing to pay to have the service.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to find the actual niche, even within an industry, that will pay you for your products and services. So, and the niche may be, if you're in the insurance business, you may not want to try to sell all lines of insurance. Maybe you want to home in on a particular type of insurance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you can use your time, your marketing time, your marketing money, your energy more effectively if you target it to something specific. And so even if you've never thought about a niche, if you'll go back and look at your customer history, that's your best marketing research, is who's actually been paying you money for your product or service.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a niche may emerge.
And I'll tell you something else. You've got to keep up with niche opportunities and niche challenges, Janet.
Yes.
Every year, all during the year, you've got to keep checking your position, because the niche you're in could be going away, and the niche you should be moving to could be getting taken by somebody else. Keep up with that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. And that would be true no matter what
yeah.
who you were trying
exactly.
to sell to, but with a niche, it makes it even more important.
Janet, I gotta wrap it up. Now, they can find your top 10 resolutions on your website, right?
Yes, definitely.
Leverageanddevelopment.com, folks. Check that out. Hey, Janet, thanks for being here. Come back soon. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
See you next time. Janet Christie, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.